fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on the 14th day of January, 2006. Quick announcement, I will be taking a day off next week. I'll be teaching a number of fine Americans to be pistol shots and get their concealed carry permits here in the state of Missouri. So that's what I'll be doing next Saturday, the 21st. Going straight to the book of the week. New book we haven't talked about before, Codex Magica by Tex Mars. Many of you know Tex Mars. He's written a number of excellent books. This is a very large volume, 624 pages, large format. It has a lot of photographs and drawings of the secret symbols and hidden codes of the Illuminati. I think that everybody would be well advised to getting your own copy from Republic Broadcasting Network website. And you'll notice in photographs and newsreels, I guess I'm dating myself, newsreels, right? In news stories on television, that these symbols are used frequently right in plain sight. I noticed when I photographed a video just the other day of one of Bill Clinton's 2 inaugural speeches. He's using clearly a secret Illuminati sign during the ceremony where he's being inaugurated President of the United States. Codex Magica by Tex Mars at Republic Broadcasting Network website. Health tip of the week. Well, we frequently talk about artificial sweeteners, which I think that all of you should know by now are harmful. Talk for a moment about refined white sugar. There's a direct correlation between consuming too much of this product, and Americans consume way too much, and any number of health issues. We'll talk about this a moment when we get back from the first break. Stay tuned. Be right back.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore on Saturday, the 14th day of January, 2006. Any new listeners out there, you might want to check out my website, thelibertyman.com. That's Tango Hotel Echo, thelibertyman.com. You'll get to see my photo, my bio, and so forth. And I've got a couple of videos and books there you might be interested in. Going back to the health tip of the week, refined white sugar consumed in large quantities. And what's large? Well, we'll talk about that in a moment. More harmful. Can trigger diabetes and other things. A lot of the processed foods we purchase have sugars in them, either refined white sugars or corn syrup or some other type of sugar. Eliminating these from your diet would be beneficial. Soft drinks are generally loaded up with one or the other, either sugar or artificial sweeteners, both of which are harmful. That's a relatively easy thing to do, to eliminate those from your diet. You may not think so, but it is. Looking at the packaging and trying to purchase foods, if you're buying packaged foods, processed foods, that don't have either one, sugars or artificial sweeteners, you're better off. And quite frankly, if you have to make a choice, if you need a product or you for a meal you're preparing, you're far better off with a sugar-type sweetener as opposed to an artificial sweetener. if that's the only choice you've got. Moderation is the key. Good substitutes would be either stevia, which is a natural sweetener, intensely sweet for small quantities, stevia, or honey would be another excellent substitute. So that's the health tip of the week. Firearms tip of the week. Gentlemen and ladies, gentlemen, let's talk for a moment about going back to basics. A 30 caliber rifle, it can be a $2,000 semi-automatic M1A, or it can be a $95 .303 British Enfield, a 30 caliber rifle, and 5,000 rounds of ammunition. Now, I know a lot of you out there are on a limited income. You don't need to buy all that ammo at once. You can pick it up less than 100 bucks at a time incrementally, 600, 700 rounds at a time until you build up that inventory, that 5,000 round inventory, and maintain it. Pick up ammunition as you need it for practice purposes, and practice makes perfect, as the old saying goes. And go from there. Upgrade as you can. Everybody's got budgetary limitations. Upgrade as you're able to do so. And get some decent optics. If those eyeballs are about 50 years or older, you may need some optics to help you out there. I've got several news stories I printed out just before the show started. Clearly to me, the war drums are sounding regarding the country of Iran. Clearly. I've got four news stories here. About one's titled, Russia Preparing to Evacuate Their People. Now, we keep hearing about all this Iranian nuclear activity, and what's not talked about very much, if you look a little bit, you can find some references. The technicians doing the serious work when it comes to nuclear activity in the country of Iran are Russian technicians. They're the ones doing the heavy lifting when it comes to what's going on with their nuclear program. And it looks like they're going to be pulling their people out. Interesting article from India, a website called Asia Times Online, Dateline New Delhi. They're saying in this news article, it looks like a tough response from the United Nations is inevitable. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I agree absolutely. I have this really uneasy feeling in my gut that this whole thing's being orchestrated to suck us into another war. I don't see Russian soldiers going to Iran and dying over this matter. I don't see Chinese soldiers going to Iran and dying over this matter. I do see Americans, Brits, maybe some Canadians, maybe some Germans, they seem to be on the bandwagon, going to Iran and dying in this effort. Now, Iran is, as best we can tell, doing some activity with nuclear material. That seems to be a fact. The disparity comes in over what they're doing. Is it, in fact, a peaceful effort to provide electricity for their people, or is it something to fabricate nuclear weapons? There seems to be some disparity over exactly what's going on. Now, these Russian technicians that are there, still there, in the process of being evacuated, I think that somebody debriefing them could certainly evaluate and figure out what's been going on, what's taking place there, what their capabilities are. I don't see where Iran poses a direct threat to the United States. They certainly pose a threat to our troops, quartered on either side of them, Afghanistan on the east and Iraq on the west. They certainly pose a threat there. They pose a threat to Russia, potentially, pose a threat to Israel, and they've made some pretty serious threats about Israel the last couple of weeks and months. Interesting to see how this will play out. I have very bad feeling that we may soon be at war there, possibly in the next 30 to 90 days, 6 months at the most. If it's going to happen, it'll happen in 6 months at the most. That's my opinion. Some quotations from United States Representative John Murtha here, saying he believes most U.S. troops will be out of Iraq before December 31st, maybe sooner. I would love to see that happen. This is a live call-in show. We have one caller on hold. If you want to call in and ask a question, make a comment, you're welcome to do so at 800-313-9443. Our first caller is Jeff in Massachusetts. Jeff, are you there, sir?
Hi, yes. John, as far as the Iran conflict is concerned, I just got done reading the book called America at the Brink of Oblivion by Mr. Lieutenant Colonel Bearden, U.S. Army, Thomas Bearden. And,
right.
and if you read that book, you will come to realize that once we go into Iran, America is going to hit a big scalar weapons wall, literally and fiscally. I mean, yes.
The Russians have the scalar weapons. The Iranians don't.
Oh, no, but...
The Russians aren't about to let that stuff go. And if we do run into scalar weapons, which I agree that's certainly a possibility, it'll be Russians operating them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Of course. But you see, Russia and Iran are tied at the hip because Iran is an asset of Russia. Because you see...
They're a client state. Yeah.
Exactly. And Iran has the oil, and very simply put, Iran is a hop, skip, and a jump away from Russia and China. And
that's true. Well, that oil means more to China than it does for Russia. Russia's oil reserves are well in excess of any domestic needs that Russia has. China, on the other hand, does not have sufficient domestic oil to meet their needs.
Exactly. So simply put, if we go into Iran, America is going to step in a bear trap. It's not going to be able to get out of.
Good. That's a good choice of words. A bear, of course, representing Russia. A bear trap.
Exactly.
Americans don't really know that part of the world that well. There'll be a little study where they'll take any given part of the world with a map, showing the outlines of the countries and no names, and ask people to fill in the blanks. And most Americans, most of the time, are very dismal at doing that. Here's the bottom line here, Jeff. Iran, because of the Shah and American involvement there for many decades, has a rather sophisticated first world infrastructure in a lot of ways, and a lot of highly educated people, excellent universities. Despite the mullahs running that thing for the past, 25, going on 30 years now, since the late 70s, it's not the backward country that you've got on either side of it, especially not as backward as Afghanistan, which is just one step away from the Dark Ages.
You're right.
And a massive population compared to either Iraq or Afghanistan.
You're right.
Plus, you mentioned this earlier, the Russian connection. They are a Russian client state. Now, Iraq had worn out Russian jet fighters that didn't have spare parts, and basically we found them buried in the sand because they were pretty much useless.
Yeah.
I don't believe that's going to be the case with Iran. We're going to find functional MiG-27s with all the technicians and spare parts and qualified pilots. It appears that Iran, is really easy to confuse the two. It appears that Iran is also in the process and maybe already has acquired state-of-the-art air defense systems from Russia.
You're right.
And that's our hook, our key to invading a country under the circumstances we would of our choosing would be to knock out their air defense systems first so that we can in turn knock out their aircraft and their ability to resist.
Oh, of course.
Absolutely. If Iran can acquire, install, get their technicians and people trained up to operate state-of-the-art air defense systems, we're in deep doo-doo if we want to go in there.
You're absolutely right.
Do you want to hold on to the break, Jeff?
Sure thing.
Go ahead. Be back right after the break.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Wake up, America.
Open the door.
It's time for us to face the truth
with John Moore.
Now, if you want to talk to John
live on the air,
call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about the pending war with Iran. It's real easy to confuse these two names, Iraq and Iran. Iran is the next on the hit parade, unfortunately. And it looks like Americans will be putting their lives on the line to defend people other than Americans. I say, if you're in that part of the world, defend your country from the immediate threat. I don't want to see Americans in there defending Russia or Americans defending Israel. Let them do their own dirty work. Jeff, you still there?
Oh, yes, John.
Okay.
Now, John, as far as scale-of-wave technology is concerned, one of the big pluses of scale-of-wave is called bottling up, where they can put a shield around a facility, and if you're a plane flying through that shield, all your circuits are gone. They die. And that's on page 145 in the book I just mentioned by Lieutenant Colonel Bearden.
America at the brink. Well, I'm familiar with the technology. It's electromagnetic pulse is one of the things that can do that. And there are ways to generate a signal without having a shield. I know this for a fact because I've seen this equipment. There are ways to generate a signal that will knock out these solid-state circuits. You know, I don't see any reason why a shield could not be fabricated and engineered to accomplish the same thing.
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, missiles can travel through the shield, and when a missile goes through it, goes through the shield, it dies. So simply put, America, for all practical purposes, compared to scale of wave, our military is comparable to a third world nation or a second world nation compared to scale of wave. And that's and that's part and partial because of the physics applications that the Russians used that we never used. We used the Maxwell theory. The Russians used a different theory, leaning more towards Tesla. And Lieutenant Colonel Bearden belongs to the Tesla Society, by the way, and he belongs International Tesla Society and Mensa.
Right.
So this guy really gets deep into the science behind this. Now, very simply put, what should we do as Americans? Well, number one, people have to know the basics of what's going on. And the fact is, Martin Luther King Day is coming up next week.
Monday.
Yeah, that's what I meant. And what would happen if we had a righteous government that tried to take Martin Luther King Day off the calendar, tried to eliminate Social Security, and try to streamline our government? You know what would happen? The people would go hog wild.
That's right.
What I'm saying is, how can we get this country back if we can't even do simple things like eliminate foreign aid? I mean, how can we get this country back if people don't even want to learn anything? And most of the information that people get is at the water cooler or in the bar room. Most people don't even listen to regular talk radio.
That's true.
So,
those of us who do, we have our work cut out for us. And like my friend John Starmer, the well-known author, he made the statement recently that we were having lunch a few months back. He says, "We know it's not likely we're going to win, John, but it is so much fun to irritate them."
You got to
have a positive attitude. You got to keep things in perspective. You know, take care of your family first. Have a good career and a social life, and devote what time makes sense to making political change and reclaiming your country.
You know, I like that. Or in other words, be a thorn in their side.
Absolutely, make it fun. I mean, you know, have fun with it. Be playful with it, and you know there's a serious side to this, obviously, but make it fun, and it certainly makes the day-to-day work of photocopying and talking and making phone calls and doing presentations, it makes that all go a little bit better.
Oh, yes. Well, John, I hope your class goes well next week, because I, believe it or not, I like firearms too, and I like martial arts, and I like anything that has to do with defending oneself.
Well, you're living in the wrong state, my friend, to own firearms.
I know. I'm listening to a show down south. This is fact. There's actually a restaurant that actually has a firearms tournament that goes on in there. Good for them. Yes. I'm like. I wish we had one of these up in Massachusetts, for crying out loud.
It won't happen unless you start it, Jeff.
Yeah. Have lunch and watch a pistol tournament, or have lunch and watch a good old fashioned American rodeo.
There you go.
But you see, John, before I split, we live in the nation that loves basketball, that loves football, loves baseball, and in fact, if you ask me, I think a lot of these sports athletes are overpaid prima donnas who are not even close to being good role models. A lot of them can't even speak English.
That's true. The market, and I'm not a sports enthusiast, but the marketplace determines what these men are paid, and that's simply the way it is. Jeff, thank you for your call.
Yes, indeed. Have a good weekend.
We appreciate it. Okay. I want to mention. Okay, I didn't get that. Okay, thank you. I want to talk for a moment about I thought we had a break there for a moment. We do. We have a break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
As a listener of this network, you know that we bring you the news and analysis that you just won't get from the corporate-dominated media outlets in this country. As an educated citizen, you also know that freedom itself is not free, but requires constant vigilance and sacrifice. A radio network such as Republic Broadcasting Network, a rare commodity indeed, also cannot survive on good intentions alone. So the next time you think about going down to the local superstore or electronics store, stop, get online first, and visit RepublicTradingPost.com. We have thousands of items at very competitive prices, and every dollar you spend with us will be invested back into RBM, so that we may continue to bring you the news and information the public so desperately needs. RepublicTradingPost.com, the store that invests its profits in your freedom.
We have all the time in the world. Time enough for life to unfold all the precious things love has in store.
And of course, that's Louis Satchmo Armstrong. This is J.R. Moore on the 14th day of January. A little quick piece of business here. Station management at RBN would love to have me have one or more sponsors. I've been talking to the gentleman who owns a company that distributes freeze-dried food, and he's considering being my sponsor. Let's try this, ladies and gentlemen. Let's give this gentleman a heads-up on what kind of business can be generated from John Moore's radio show. Name of his business is Freeze-Dry Guy. It's Freeze-Dry Guy. His website is pretty simple, freezedryguy.com. Check it out. He specializes in freeze-dried meats, beef patties, pork chops, chicken. Of course, he has all the supplementary vegetables and cottage cheese and other things that a person might want. Sells them in case lots at, quite frankly, at pretty competitive prices in these case lots. You know, buying freeze-dried food one packet at a time in your local sporting goods store is terribly expensive. You'll find that this pricing is refreshingly much better than these one packet at a time you see at your local sporting goods freezedryguy.com website. Make a purchase. Let them know that you heard about their product line on John Moore's radio show. And maybe we can get a sponsor here, and the station manager will be happy, I'll be happy, and you'll get some excellent quality freeze-dried food products to help your family get through tough times. We have on hold Chipmunk from California. Are you there, sir?
It's a privilege to speak with you.
Thank you, sir. What's on your mind?
Before I get to my main question, which is a technical question regarding surface-to-air missiles, I would like to say that everybody is always wondering how do we get our country back, and I think that once Americans start to feel some discomfort, that will help, because in a state of discomfort, you wake up more.
And when they feel the heat, they see the light.
Yeah. And let me just relate a little refreshing incident that occurred to me on Friday. I was doing business in town in the big AAA office where I've been going for years, and dealing with a nice lady there that I've been familiar with for years, and I had always assumed that she was your typical Sally soccer mom, mindless TV watching type, you know. And just through, it was a casual day, and we were chatting, and just through an accidental series of stumbling upon topics, we both discovered that we were each quite familiar with the New World Order takeover, which is going on, and all the information. And we were I was astounded. I had to pick my jaw up off the floor. So did she. And of course, when that has happened to me a number of times, you'd be surprised what goes on in California.
Yep.
We're not all idiots out here. And it was just so refreshing. It just turned into a wonderful day, you know, and I'll probably take her some information, and she'll probably send me some. And just when two conscious human beings encounter each other, the people who have broken the mind control spell and are awake human beings on this world, is very refreshing. And it seems to be happening more and more.
Well, the next thing you know, you and this young woman will have a study group and be educating people.
You know, I was thinking that same thing myself, pulling some people together. My question, John, has to do, I have a very good memory for details, and I remember during the first Iraq war that, of course, the Iraqi army, the ragtag army, was out there with their radar and their surface-to-air missiles, and they seemed to like to show on TV how often these poor guys got just obliterated. It was so effective. It was like each time they'd turn it on, get blown up, bye-bye. You know, they'd turn it on, get blown up, bye-bye. Over and over. So much so that the message was, it was basically suicide to do this. So my first part of my question has to do with, do you know the time period that equipment was manufactured in and by whom? And then bring us forward to the present, to the point where we do understand that Russia has provided some technical assistance to Iraq. And my question there would be, do you think they have the good stuff, or do you think they have the real good stuff?
Okay. Well, that's good. Do you want to hold, or?
I'll take my answer on the air, John. God bless you, sir.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, just in a general sense, I'm not going to talk about any specific weapon system. The same technology driving these military weapon systems is the same technology driving the computers that you buy to take home and do the internet with. Pretty much every 18 months, the technology for this weaponry is twice as efficient, twice as effective, twice as good as it was 18 months before. That's just the nature of high technology. What Chipmunk was saying about what was going on in Iran is absolutely correct. What the Iranians army had for air defense systems was an antiquated system compared to the countermeasures and the systems that we had on our F-15s, which, of course, were state-of-the-art and continue to be state-of-the-art. And what Chipmunk said was absolutely accurate. Every time the Iraqis fired up their equipment, turned it on, and started sending out a signal that could be picked up by our F-15s, they were toast. They were pretty much became a smoking hole in the ground. Now, that said, my understanding, I can't tell you which weapon system it is. I don't have that information in front of me. understanding is that the Russians have made arrangements to sell the Iranians, who are right next door to Iraq, sell the Iranians state-of-the-art air defense systems that have every possibility of defeating the countermeasures that our F-15s and our Joint Task Force fighter have on board, which is basically the same thing, pretty much. That's my understanding. That's my belief. Chipmunk was making a reference to the good stuff or the really good stuff. I simply don't know. I don't have a subscription to Jane's Defense Publications, which is about $500 a year, to really stay up to date on the latest and greatest from both our country and Russia. And even then, a lot of it's speculation. So it remains to be seen. Our military, of course, will have a fairly good idea of the capabilities of what Iraq is, in this regard, what Iran is purchasing and getting set up over there. If they don't, it'll be a situation where we do probing exercises, and this has been done by militaries for many, many decades, probing the defenses to see what these capabilities are and learning ways to defeat the Russian air defense missile systems. It may come down to rather crude methods like Green Berets sneaking around in the desert to find this stuff and then destroying it from remote areas, or even with 50 caliber machine guns, 50 caliber rifles, I should say, from a distance away. Or maybe men sneaking up with explosives and knives in their teeth to catch these guards when they're half awake at 3 a.m. and taking them out the old-fashioned way. It remains to be seen what's going to happen. This is a live call-in show. We still have about 18 minutes left. 800-313-9443. If you have a need for a firearms-related training video, you might want to check out my website, thelibertyman.com. If you have a need for freeze-dried food, check out this company. They may be a future sponsor, Freeze Dry Guy. There might be something there that would really fill in some empty spots in your cupboard to make that food storage plan you've put together a bit more comprehensive. I want to urge all of you to pay careful attention to what's going on with Earth changes. That's an ongoing topic. Today is the same planetary solar alignment that we had just over a year ago. I think it was the day after Christmas when we had that earthquake in the Indian Ocean, which resulted in 750,000, a million people dead. I mean, we really don't know how many people died because the record keeping of the population was so spotty and inaccurate down in that part of the world. So today is certainly a day to be mindful of other possible earthquakes, especially on the opposite side of the planet from the Indian Ocean. It's always a good time to be mindful of the possibility of things taking place that could cause harm to your family. That's an ongoing theme on this show. Preparedness, being watchful, being ready to take care of innocent human life, whether it's a friend, family, loved one, whatever it might be. And we have Jeff in New Mexico. Are you there, sir?
Yes.
What's on your mind today?
Well, you know, Stan Solomon is saying a lot of the homosexuals are in the abortion clinics saying rah-rah to abortion because they are jealous of life and hate life.
There may be a few that feel that way. But the homosexual men and women I've known generally are a bit dysfunctional when it comes to being able to function properly in society, quite frankly.
Well, my connection to what you're talking about with the Iran is, I feel that is the same feeling the Bushites have. They're jealous of the reproductive prowess of the Iranians and the mestizos domestically here. So, like the United Nations, they want to reduce world population by trying to whack down the high birth rate nations. The exception in the Bush administration might be Alberto Gonzalez, but I think the Latino White Alliance in the military is a false alliance. I think there's a lot of dislike between the Hispanic and white soldiers, and Bush is, it's a false alliance. And then they're trying to take out the frustration on the Iranians, but it seems like there's a lot, it's taken away from the domestic unrest here by taking away the focus, you know.
Well, that's one thing you and I can agree on, Jeff, is that these foreign adventures do distract from domestic matters. And that's well known. It's been a tactic used by Democrats and Republicans both to distract away from the problems at home with foreign adventures.
Yeah, and I think there's some understandable outrage about the reproductive prowess Muslims and domestic mestizo Latinos, because for one thing, they often take the non-Hispanic white females and end up murdering them. It's happened in my area a couple times here lately, for alleged extramarital affairs or simply because the white female wants to discontinue the relationship with the Hispanic or black man and find a new mate, maybe this time a white male. So I can see the outrage. And when they breed a lot of full-blooded browns or half-white, half-browns, a lot of the time the kids end up being troublemakers, and they cost the less reproductive active, the less reproductively active people a lot of higher taxes, lower wages, and higher insurance premiums. So that's what
I want. That's an interesting take on all this, Jeff. It's certainly not mainstream, and I'm not so sure that what you're saying is the driving force between major, you know, behind major decisions at the level of presidents and nations. I would look at it more as a subplot in these matters. People like presidents and nations tend to be more concerned with things other than race and numbers of people as opposed to natural resources and money. There's a lot of evidence. The Illuminati is well known to be incredibly racist, especially against blacks. The Illuminati would love to see virtually no blacks alive on the planet, as best I can tell. There's a lot of evidence that the disease AIDS was custom designed to destroy the black population, which is certainly what's going on, especially in Africa.
Well, and another thing is, I don't think this Condoleezza Rice is really that smart. I don't even think she deserves to be Secretary of State. You know, when Russia has cut
off...
Well,
she is, and you're not, and she is, and I'm not. So she's smart enough to do it, and I'm not, so...
Well, you know, when she's criticizing Russia for cutting off this gas to Europe through the Ukraine, you know, that Bob Chapman was saying something on his show that exactly the way I feel, that the Russians just want to make money on their gas, and the West is trying to interfere there in Ukraine and get the Ukrainians to hate the Russians and get the gas cheap from Russia and stuff. You know,
well, this is a complex issue. I just read a few moments ago before I came on the air that Ukraine has taken over the command and control headquarters from the Russian fleet that's in the Ukraine. So things are heating up there. You have to keep in mind, Jeff, that these secretaries of state, most of the time, now Powell is an exception. I don't think Rice is. Most of the time, these secretaries of state, they're carrying water for their boss. They're it's an appointed situation. They're appointed by the president. Most of the time, and I think Colin Powell was an exception, they're carrying the water, and everything coming out of their mouth is what the president wants to come out of their mouth.
Yeah. Well, you know,
they wouldn't be in these jobs. And I believe Colin Powell's gone because he wasn't a team player, and he really was against this war taking place in Iraq in the first place.
Well, another thing, I was in the post office yesterday, and I wanted to get some stamps, and I just told the clerk, don't give me any of those postcard stamps with the black lady on them. You know, I think they're trying to there's an undercurrent in the country where certain number of white guys should take black wives because black guys are taking white wives. And
you're not the only person to make that observation. Jeff, thank you very much for your call. We got a break coming up. We appreciate it.
The future of health and wellness is here, and a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
This is Christine with another Bring 'Em Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region, while the National Guardsmen are away, entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective, to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation by displaying on your cars our Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons or our new Bring 'Em Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or bringemhome.org.
And now here's more of John Moore on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. I can't tell you how important it is that we get a sponsor on this show. Maybe I can get my 2 hours back as opposed to this very fast-moving 1 hour that I've been doing now for a couple of months. So visit the freezedryguy.com website and let them know that you're interested in their product and you're interested in them sponsoring the show. We're almost out of time. It runs fast. I enjoy visiting with all of you each week. I'll be off next week teaching a pistol class, helping Americans to be safe and to get their concealed carry permits here in the state of Missouri. this new year coming up, we talk about a health tip of the week every week. This is the time to be getting in shape, taking care of anything you've been putting off, whether it's dental work, getting something done for your vision, whether it's getting something done for your hearing. Start an exercise program. I'm back doing mine every morning, at least three to four mornings a week. Stretching, sit-ups, push-ups, the old routine that helps get the body limbered up and builds the kind of strength that we need to function better and be and perform better no matter what it is we're doing. So this is a time to do it. We hear a lot about New Year's resolutions around this time of year. Set up a program that fits your needs. You don't need expensive equipment to do some stretching, sit-ups, push-ups, crunches instead of sit-ups these days. The stretching is probably one of the most important things you can do to limber up those muscles and ligaments and avoid injury. You'll feel better. You'll be more productive. You'll have more physical energy and mental energy. So I urge you all to consider doing that and begin that program ASAP. Pay attention to these events so that you'll be on top of them. Going to war in Iran is not a done deal. You know, we've been in a war now for the better part of 3 years in Iraq for no good reason, for contrived reasons, quite frankly. We've been in war in Afghanistan for reasons which do kind of sort of make sense. If there is a place with terrorist connections, it was Afghanistan. We continue to lose people there, and I'd much rather see Muslims in there as peacekeepers than Americans. And that certainly is what needs to happen in Iraq, is Muslim peacekeepers as opposed to Christian peacekeepers. All we are is targets. I'll be back 2 weeks from today. We'll have new things to talk about, old things to catch up with. It'll be good to visit with you and get caught up with what's going on with all of you out there. I'd like some reports back from people who are beginning an exercise program. If you feel up to it and want to report back what you're doing for your exercise and nutrition, everybody would be glad to hear that. Doesn't cost money. What it costs is time, effort, a little bit of willpower. That's it for this hour, ladies and gentlemen. You all be safe, and God bless America.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.